Well, my name is Edouard Fiteau. I'm so director in my company, Semillas Fiteau, of corporate affairs and business development. And here I'm also representing ISF as its president.
Edward, you're wrapping up the first of a two-year term as ISF president. I'd like to talk a little bit about you and your history. You lead a family-run seed company in Spain. Since it was founded in 1980, the company has blossomed from a small family business into a multinational. What's your fondest memory of working in the family business, and why does that memory stand out for you?
When I was a child, especially during the summer times, when I used to be in the farm where we did the research and the seed production, so everything was around seeds. So that's something is in my DNA. And also now looking back and I see the career of my father, for instance, I realize better those images, or I understand better those images that I have when I was a kid. The company has like different milestones, if you will. I would say that in these 140 years, so we went for a very local seed producer and a plant raiser to a national company that we still producing seed to start breeding, and now we go international, and that's maybe every generation did something to contribute somehow, doing something to the company.
As ISF president, you help lead an organization that represents the interests of literally a whole world of people who've dedicated their lives to feeding the planet. How has being ISF president these past couple of years helped you grow as someone who has a direct impact on feeding the world?
You mean me personally? Well, I think I grew a lot as a professional and also as a person. So being the president of and first the vice president gave me an excellent opportunity to meet a lot of people, to understand different realities, to see the seed business even from different perspective. It's true that it's a lot of work, and combine my daily activity as a director of Semillas Fiteau and being the president is something that I need also the support of the family, yeah, because it forces you to travel more. The seed business seen from this perspective really. You see the magnitude of the things and how far-reaching is, so how much we impact in the society, and that's amazing. That's really an experience that I will never forget, and that's for sure.
You have three priorities, or you've had three priorities as ISF president: to communicate, engage, and to change. Let's begin with the first one, communication. Why is that important for you and for the global seed sector?
Well, I think that communication is probably something that we have never done before. So we are a very technical industry. So producing and later breeding seeds. So it's something that, well, our customers, they understand. We understand each other, and we don't devote too much time to make sure that others understand what we are doing. So I think that we have to see ourselves from on the outside, and understand that if we want to be understood, and here comes the first thing, the first idea is that we need to have the license to operate. So we there are other ways to do what we are doing. Other organizations, they also can do what we are doing, but we think that we have we are very well positioned to do what we are doing. So, but then we have to explain it, why we do it, and communication is crucial.
The second one, change. Why do we have to make or adapt to those specific changes?
Well, let me first explain a story that it's not related to the seed industry. So I remember that buying a disc, a vinyl or a CD when I was a teenager was something that it was something. I mean, we all wanted to go to the disc shop and buy discs. And when the digitalization came, and so the music was no longer in the shops, but it was in internet. So and the sales of the discographics went down. Okay, and they were really concerned about that because they were selling music, IP at the end of the day. So they had to change the whole scheme, how they sell seats, music. And I think that's also a little bit what might happen to us. So we are no longer selling seeds only, but genetics. And the way we sell genetics might be might be a little bit different in the coming years. So we it's just to preserve the IP, just as the example I put with the music. And that's why I mean that we have to change. We just not can just preserve the system as it is based on the law and everything. Maybe we have to make sure that the business flows in a very natural way where suppliers and customers, they understand each other, because the scheme that we put in place is reasonable, understood, and allows everyone to make money.
Engagement. Who are you engaging? Is it consumers, other people within the industry, farmers, and why does our industry have to do that?
Well, the first thing that I think that we have to realize is that we are not the only one wanting a world where the food is secure and the agriculture is sustainable. And so if we understand that, so I think that will be better to do the journey with somebody else. That gives us some more strength and more credibility, legitimacy. So that's why I think we have to engage other players, other stakeholders, other organizations that are also pursuing the same objectives. And that's, this is basically what we're trying to do. And I think that also it's a nice way to communicate that what we are doing and what we want is good.
Before I let you go, what's the one most pressing issue for you at this year's World Seed Congress, and why?
The most pressure issue? Maybe communication might be one of the things. So that's the very first time we do a press reception. Well, maybe the second time, but not at such level. So trying to communicate that's important, and it's a challenge. And engagement also is gives a lot of pressure, because we try to invite people that are not really seed companies to show what we are doing, who we are, these kind of things I think are very challenging because are new. That probably will be the two things now.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.